Here's what I do in corporations, and I've done it with individuals and found it to be equally valuable, but you got to have a group of people. So you may be able to do this with some of your friends, or you may want to go to work today and try this. Get a group of people together who are committed to really doing this and say, look, we want to find out how we all communicate when we're stressed so we can support each other and not being so stressed and taking care of each other better and getting the results we're really here for and making the whole process more fun. So you have everybody do what you've done so far. Write down all the ways they communicate verbally and non-verbally when they're stressed. Secondly, have them be honest and write down all the ways they try to get leverage on people when they're not getting what they want. And then thirdly, we ask a third question, and that is, how have you communicated well when you've been stressed? I mean, there have been times when you've been stressed and you did communicate well to other people, haven't there? Where, you know, even though you were stressed, you still cared about other people, you still interacted with them, you kept rapport, you may even think made things work. Model yourself. How did you communicate well in that time? And the last question is, how would you communicate even better in the future if you wanted to? You just get people thinking. See, if you focus on even the most simple question, ask and you shall receive, you'll get a good answer. Now, here's what makes the exercise fun. After they've all done this on paper, we'll get a group of, let's say, five people together, and we'll have the person stand up. One of them stands up in front of the group, and we pre-frame everybody and tell them, this must be a fun exercise. You must have fun with this. This cannot be serious. If it is, we will come find you. So the bottom line is you got to play with this, and you're not to make anybody wrong in this process. So the first person gets up, and their goal is to put a very sheepish grin on their face and answer the first question where they say, well, the way I used to communicate when I was stressed was, and they tell everybody. And everybody there kind of grins and laughs and teases and harasses them about it. Then the second question they answer is, well, the way I used to try and get leverage on people when I wasn't getting my way was, and then they tell everybody that with a sheepish grin on their face, and again, everybody teases and harasses them. Then they go to the third question. And the third question here is they'll say, the way I think you guys see me when I'm stressed is. Now, we tell people in this exercise, it might be smart for you to tell people exactly how you think they see you and not to pull any punches, because they probably won't. Because the fourth question you're to ask is, how do you guys see me when I'm stressed? Usually when most of these people get to the third step, they go, I think you guys see me as an absolute jerk. And people start laughing hysterically. And they go, well, now that you mention it, yeah, it does come across that way at times. And what happens is you have people that maybe are angry with each other, but when they see this other person doing a caricature of themselves, talking about how they were being a jerk or ridiculous or dumb or whatever the case may be, laughter comes in. And boy, laughter sure changes human communication. And what also happens is the person finishes the exercise by saying, in the future when I'm stressed, here's how I'm going to communicate to you guys, and I want your help. If you see me not doing this, you have permission to come to me and say, hey, would you communicate the way we talked about in that seminar? And I'd like to have permission that if I'm stressed to come to you and ask for your help. What this creates is a bond. Again, it works with a family as powerfully as it does inside a corporation. And if you really do it all out, and it doesn't take much to do it because it starts to be fun. And when it's fun, people do a lot more of it. What happens is two things occur. Number one, you start identifying your own patterns. And when you start making fun of yourself in those areas, you'll catch yourself in the future and you'll even laugh at yourself. That'll stop the stress pattern and cause you to communicate so much more effectively that things will really work between you and the people you're talking with. And secondly, you'll catch each other doing this. And we all need a little help because we all get off track. I don't care how great a communicator we are. So if we really want to master our life, one thing we got to do is master the patterns of communicating that we have when we're stressed and create some better patterns, ones that empower us. Now let's go a step further than this. Beyond stress, what else keeps us from really having a communication that works between two people? In other words, if we want to make sure communication really works, where it makes each person feel good and it creates a new result in our lives, in our business, in our family, in our relationship,